Here is the English translation of the text you provided. Note that the text is already in English, so no translation is needed, but I can reformat or clarify if required. US-EU to sign preliminary partnership deal on critical minerals on Friday. Israel-Lebanon extends ceasefire as Trump seeks best deal with Iran. US oil executives expect crude output to rise as Iran war continues. Survey shows. Iran seizes vessel in Strait of Hormuz, defying US naval superiority. Iran fastboat swarms add to Hormuz threats for shipping. Trump on gas prices. Americans should expect to pay more for a little while. US natural gas prices fell as ample storage levels pressure prices. Duke Energy's Robinson nuclear plant approved to operate until 2050. Taiwan stocks higher at close of trade. Taiwan weighted up 0.73%. Shares jittery, oil advances on US-Iran deadlock. China chip stocks rally as new DeepSeek model fuels AI optimism. South Korea says US alliance not in crisis despite Kupang-linked friction, media reports. Powered land and zombie projects, real estate in the age of AI. Electrolux swings to Q1 loss as North America weakness, tariffs weigh. Iran war hits Asia's polyester suppliers to global fast fashion. Jipu AI, Minimax shares slide after DeepSeek unveils new open source model. China's AI darling, DeepSeek previews new model. China's XPeng expects to start full-scale delivery of flying cars in 2027. Japan CPI picks up in March. Core inflation remains below BOJ target. Japan March core CPI rises 1.8% year-year. Natural gas storage exceeds expectations, impacting market dynamics. UK GFK Consumer Sentiment Index drops to lowest since 2023. US labor market shows no signs of stress yet from Iran war. U.S. manufacturing PMI surges, exceeds expectations. U.S. services PMI surpasses expectations, signals economic growth. Canada March factory sales most likely up 3.5%. StatsCan flash estimate. U.S. initial jobless claims rise slightly, exceeding forecasts. Japan launches financial task force amid AI security fears. Dollar set for weekly gain on stalled Iran talks and Middle East uncertainty. EU formally approves Ukraine loan and 20th sanctions package against Russia. Pentagon memo floats Spain-NATO suspension, punishments over Iran rift, Reuters. Morning bid, Iran flaunts its grip, investors cower. Up or down? War scrambles financial markets signaling efforts. A fragile hold. Five questions for the ECB SNBs. Schlegel says prolonged energy shock could lift inflation, hit growth. Fitch says no immediate downgrade if Indonesia's deficit tops 3% due to Iran war impact. Japan's core inflation stays below BOJ target, energy risks grow, Bitcoin edges lower, trades near $78 as US. Iran tensions weigh on risk assets. Morgan Stanley launches money market fund for stablecoin reserves. SafeBets introduces new prediction platform at industry conference. D8 firm Pantera reportedly urges Satsuma to dump Bitcoin as shares crash. Verifiable Bitcoin accounts for institutional Bitcoin. Your custody, your terms. GSR launches Crypto Core 3 ETF. Bitcoin rises to highest level since early February. Briefly tops 79K, EOS climbs 10%. In a green day, GSR launches Crypto Core 3 ETF. Bybit launches Bybit Card, welcome campaign offering up to 120 USDT in rewards for new users and first-time cardholders. Astrid Intelligence comments on Bitensor network volatility. Evotech names Claire Hinshelwood as CFO, replacing Paul Hitchin. IUX engages Nigeria trading community at Trader Fair Lagos 2026. IGO Q3 2026 slides show strong cash flow despite operational hurdles. Pilbara Q3 FY26 slides show 52% revenue jump on lithium price rebound. Mach 7 Q26 slides, cash flow turns positive amid reset year. X Energy prices IPO at $23 per share to begin trading today. Sanofi Q1 2026 slides, Dupixent drives double-digit growth. Provident Financial declares 4.14 cents quarterly dividend. Sallie Mae Q1 2026 slides, earnings surge, guidance raised sharply.